rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one, Monday, March 16th, 2026 edition. Jim up in Sheboygan. Man, this is amazing. I was born in 1958. I don't remember this. But he says in the early 1950s, you could walk up a drift and touch the eaves of the house with your foot. He was only 10 years old. Oh, my God. Touch the eaves of the house. The overhang. The gutters. With the bottom of his foot. Chris up in St. Ignace. No movement to Mackinac Island so far for today. If you're stuck due to the Mackinac Bridge closure, you need a flight to or from Chicago, Sheboygan, or Pelston, call for options. As of today, Monday, March 16th, flights are on hold till further notice. We will update you when we have better estimates for when the flights will begin to resume. That was from Fresh Air. Tom Boyne City. I remember during the winter 1970s, 131 was impossible just south of Petoskey. God, that's amazing. Just don't remember that. I didn't see any other field report. Nothing yet. Well, getting back to this story. Michigan State University professor, supply chain management, Jason Miller, said the closing of the Straits of Hormuz would impact everything in Michigan. Gas prices have spiked as 20% of the world's oil supply has grounded to a halt, and crude oil has hit $100 a barrel. Miller said nitrogen fertilizer was spiking in prices because about half of the world's supply travels through the exit of the Persian Gulf between Oman and Iran. There are several minerals, primarily aluminum, that comes out of the Middle East countries as well. This is all compounded because of the tariff situation. If the straits stay closed for a week, the ramifications will compound. Prices will continue to go up. He said if the straits remain closed for 3 to 4 weeks, it could trigger a slide into a global recession. There's literally nothing that can be done from a short-term basis to deal with this. We can't magically pump more oil. And because there's so much uncertainty about what's going on, you're not going to see a rush by oil drillers anytime soon. He said metals like steel and aluminum usually take 9 months to start showing signs of price increases. However, oil is one of the more immediate commodities. Professor from Wayne State, Jason Miller. Jason, I have a question. How long have you been a Democrat? Your entire life. I purchased gas in Traverse City. Pump was $3.46, basically $3.46.9, call it $3.47. 5% off using the Costco card. I bought gas on Saturday for $3.30. $3.30 a gallon. That was before the snow started on Sunday. I know everybody else is paying more. Some gas stations are already dropping their prices. Why? Because President Trump is tapping in to the National Strategic Reserve. Other countries are dumping their oil into the market as well. And as we're actually wrapping up military operations this week, President Trump has got commitments from other countries that they're sending warships to the Straits of Hormuz. This isn't going to last months. We're going to have a few more weeks, but that's going to be pretty much it. Well, this reminds Jason Miller, the professor from Michigan State University, very much as to what happened during the 1973 oil embargo because of the Yom Kippur War, where oil prices rose roughly 300% in the span of that year. He's also mentioning that credit card debt, along with bond markets and even 30-year mortgage rates, were starting to climb again. And tariffs, oh, they got to name tariffs. President Trump continuing to damper the economy. I'm not so sure that statement even can hold water anymore. We've been dealing with tariffs, folks, since April of last year. Now, this guy really is going over the top. If crude oil reaches $200 a barrel, it could start to cascade that would cause a scale back on artificial intelligence investments. What? What does the price of oil have to do with artificial intelligence? He closes his comments with, energy shocks are unique, and that the thing we don't know is how this is all going to play out. Because this is a geopolitical element to it, it's beyond pure economics. So, this is from the very liberal Professor Jason Miller at Michigan State University. We'll continue to monitor it. If there's any other stories from Michigan, we will definitely bring them to you. Remember, see something, say something. You see somebody acting strange, something going on, report it immediately. Now, one thing that is happening here in the state of Michigan is a Michigan State Police memorandum obtained by MERS News Service telling local dispatchers effective immediately to refrain from transferring certain freeway-related 911 calls to the Michigan State Police Troopers due to staffing shortages that prompted the introduction of bipartisan legislation last week. Back on January 9th, Michigan State Police Metro North Post notified dispatch partners to 911 calls that it did not have sufficient resources to routinely respond to incidents on freeway segments in Oakland and Macomb counties, and asked agencies to stop forwarding those calls to the state police dispatch center. The memo immediately set off concerns among local law enforcement agencies that could be left covering incidences where usually they fall under Michigan State Police jurisdiction. This is out on the highways, the freeways, expressways here in the state. Well, State Representative Mike Harris, Republican of Clarkston, is a leading sponsor of legislation, who also spent 26 years in law enforcement. He said situations like this are typically handled through direct communication between agencies. If someone needs help, it's usually one administrator calling another and saying, hey, we have a situation. Can you help us out? Instead, this was done by a directive. This leaves local departments worried about the potential impact on their own staffing and response times. While departments often assist each other informally, like responding to emergencies near their jurisdiction, Harris said routine freeway crashes are generally considered the responsibility of the Michigan State Police. When departments contract for police services or budget for staffing, they do it assuming Michigan State Police is going to handle the freeways. If that doesn't happen, now you're pulling officers away from things like domestic calls or other emergencies in our local communities. These concerns led Harris and State Representative Mike Mafal, Democrat from Hazel Park, to introduce House Bills 5705 and 5706. The package is being dubbed the Michigan State Police Pays Act, allowing local enforcement agencies to seek reimbursement from the state if they respond to freeway incidents after the Michigan State Police determines they don't have an officer available. We'll wrap this story up on the other side. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevinformi.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. During the break, radio station just received a national weather alert from Northwest Michigan. The alert is effective 3 minutes ago, 9:48, and expires later tonight at 8 p.m. Severe weather conditions. If you must travel, keep an extra flashlight, food, water in your vehicle. Target areas, right from Presque County all the way across Otsego County, Antrim, and Grand Traverse. Snow is only going to be an additional accumulation of between 1 and 3 inches, but the wind is going to be gusting as high as 45 miles per hour. Again, affected counties, Grand Traverse, Traverse City area, Antrim, Otsego, and Presque Isle. This is basically the snow belt going until 8 o'clock tonight. Plan on slippery road conditions. Areas of blowing snow could significantly reduce visibility. Hazardous conditions could impact Monday evening's commute. Gusty winds could bring down tree branches. So get your vehicles out from underneath trees, move them to an open area. Wrapping up this story, both Republican and Democrat introducing House Bills 5705 and 5706 last week, dubbed as the Michigan State Police Pays Act. Under the proposal, departments could submit reimbursement requests if the Michigan State Police asked them to respond to incidents on state highways or freeways under the authority of the Michigan Department of Transportation. The companion bill will allow money from the Highway Safety Fund to be used for those reimbursements. Representative McFaul said the issue is particularly significant for communities in his district, where major freeway corridors run directly through local jurisdictions. My district sits right in the crux of 696 and I-75, which are the main communities that are being impacted by this directive. McFaul said every time we have to send officers to an incident on I-75, that takes officers away from the streets of Hazel Park. Local departments regularly assist with freeway incidents, but object to what he described as a directive, shifting responsibilities to local municipalities. All of our police departments want to help people. But when you issue a directive saying it's now your responsibility, that is majorly different. So introducing legislation, forcing money from the Michigan State Police, as well as the National Highway Safety Fund. I'm going to tell you, folks, Michigan State Police, they got some problems. And it has to do with the leadership under this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. The people that she appointed to be the director of the Michigan State Police, well, they've got some problems. But Representative Harris down in the Clarkson area, Oakland County, hopefully they'll be able to get something figured out and figured out soon. So let's see. That story's wrapped up. Any other text messages, field report, send them to me, 231-360-5140. Text me your city. Text me what's going on with the weather, the snow, the roads, whether you went to work today or not. Let me know. Greatly appreciate it. Well, I'm excited. I am so excited because Missy's going to be coming on from My Pure Health Solutions down in Battle Creek, and she's been working on revamping her weight loss program, her wellness program, the way she scans people and the way she interprets the reports. She's got a major, major announcement, My Pure Health Solutions 2.0. Using technology, using some new programs that she's invested in, she's going to change the way she does things, and it's going to get so much even more better than it has been. Absolutely a major, major, major improvement. So we're excited. We're going to have her on in the show in the next half hour. Do you have any questions about this new technology? You have some questions for Missy? Your New Year's resolutions have completely failed and you still are fat, out of shape, you need help, text me, 231-360-5140, any questions you have, and I'll be sure to get them into Missy. This is exciting. New technology making My Pure Health Solutions even better. So she'll be on with us in the next half hour to talk about it. Again, if you have any questions, text them to me. Well, that's it for hour number one. Top of the hour news and sports. Commercial break. We'll be right back with Missy from My Pure Health Solutions.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of My Pure.